In the US, families are being torn apart, literally, during raids on workplaces by immigration enforcement officials. That's how critics describe the devastating impact of workplace raids to seek out illegal immigrants that have increased dramatically over the past 2 years. In some of these raids, even nursing mothers have been separated from their babies. Foremost amongst those critics is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. It describes the humanitarian cost of these workplace raids as immeasurable and unacceptable in a civilized society. And it has asked the immigration enforcement authorities to drop the use of such raids. Over the past year or so, the US Department of Homeland Security has stepped up these raids by targeting employers who hire undocumented workers, using force to enter work sites and arrest immigrant employees. During the process of these raids, US citizen children have been separated from their parents. Immigrants arrested have not been afforded the rights of due process, and local communities have been left to cope with the aftermath, including trying to alleviate the suffering of immigrant families torn apart by these raids. Donald Kerwin is director of the Catholic Legal Immigration Network in the US and is among those who have urged the US government to halt workplace raids as an immigration enforcement tool. I began by asking him whether there had been any response from the authorities to this appeal.
We haven't had any direct response. We've asked them to review this as a tactic with an eye towards abandoning it. But the response that we've received indirectly is that they would continue to carry out the raids and to enforce the laws as they see fit.
Why are you so against these raids? What, in your view, are, shall we say, the humanitarian costs of them?
Well, what we've seen throughout the country in the communities where they've taken place is the destruction of those communities, the separation of parents from their children. I mean, people have basically had to abandon their homes. They've had to live together. Children have been taken from school. Businesses have closed. So it's not just an issue of an impact on undocumented people themselves. It's an impact on their families and on the communities as a whole. And they've been very, very devastating in those places.
Now, how often are these raids being carried out, and are they increasing in number?
They've definitely increased. You can't predict exactly when they're going to happen, of course, but they've increased in frequency. They've certainly increased in size, and the numbers of people that have been arrested and not just put in deportation proceedings, but also criminally prosecuted has increased significantly over the last year.
And do we have any idea in terms of total numbers, say, over a year?
Yeah, I mean, for example, in 2004, not very long ago, 685 people were arrested in immigration raids, and of those, 160 people were criminally charged. Already this year, 3,900 have been arrested, and more than 1,000 have been criminally charged, mostly for offenses that go hand-in-hand with these people being in undocumented status in the United States and working illegally. So, I mean, offenses like document fraud, use of a false social security number, those kinds of offenses. These were traditionally treated as civil offenses, but the government has significantly ratcheted up enforcement of the laws by starting to prosecute people. In fact, what usually happens is they charge them an aggravated crime and force them to plead to something less, to accept a small criminal sentence, and after that, they'll then deport them from the United States. So that's a fairly significant ratcheting up of the enforcement that they're doing. It's basically criminalizing people's work.
And what do you think are the reasons behind this? I mean, why are they increasingly turning to this tactic of these raids?
I think what happened was that with the collapse of immigration legislation in the summer of 2007, the Bush administration felt that it was denied a political victory on what was a priority issue for it for its first several years in office. The president was very committed to reform, and he had some very positive things to say throughout most of his tenure about the kind of country that he wanted, about immigrant families, and about matching willing workers with willing employers. It's true that enforcement-related programs were in place and growing, but there was a recognition by the administration that immigration needed to be dealt with comprehensively and even bilaterally, and that the enforcement-only type of approach couldn't possibly work. So what happened was, after the collapse of very imperfect legislation, but legislation that at least tried to deal with the immigration challenge more comprehensively, the administration started to say that the American people had spoken and that they wanted rigorous enforcement of the laws. And they started to provide that in ways that go beyond what anybody expected. I think the administration is still rhetorically committed to significant, positive, comprehensive reform. For the short term, they've ratcheted up an enforcement approach that they've recognized from the start couldn't possibly be successful. And its impact has been quite devastating.
Can you describe some of the worst incidents there have been, some of the most devastating consequences for these immigrants caught up in these raids? Do you have any anecdotes there?
Well, we've tracked cases of parents separated from their children. They've adopted protocols subsequently that allows sole caregivers to be released, but they're released with ankle bracelets. So these are typically mothers that are picked up in raids, sometimes nursing mothers even. During the first set of these raids, they were actually put on planes and sent to southern United States, put in detention centers there, even while they were nursing. So, I mean, there were some terrible stories. Immigration Service, the Department of Homeland Security, has now adopted protocols to make sure that if they're the sole caregiver, that's not going to happen. But nonetheless, there's still significant separation of parents from children. Basically, what we're seeing in communities around the country is hundreds of immigrant families have lost a primary breadwinner, have lost kind of the ability to live with their family intact, and are turning to the Catholic Charities programs for basic survival services for rent, money for medicine, for diapers, for food, for transportation, for, you know, just basically the what they need to survive. And so it's quite devastating.
All over the world, everyone is somebody's daughter or somebody's son.
You said earlier that you believe that one of the reasons why the immigration authorities are increasingly turning to this tactic of raids is because it could be seen as being popular with the American public. Is that actually true? Is that being borne out by surveys?
I'm not sure. I think that there are certain people that take a very ideological approach to the fact that there's undocumented people in the United States, and they regard it as an offense to the rule of law in the United States, and they would like whatever tough tactics the government wants to introduce. They would like the government to very aggressively enforce the laws and to make the laws even stricter than they are. But I think that generally, when people see the human consequences, particularly on people that are self-sacrificing, hardworking, family-oriented people, when they get a sense of the human cost, they turn away from those very, very harsh tactics. And most of the surveys have showed fairly consistently most of the American public, not on the kind of far ends of the debate, but most of the American public want this situation resolved in some kind of a comprehensive way and recognize that that's going to have to involve provisions that would allow a significant percentage of hardworking, undocumented people to earn the right to remain in the country.
As you said before, the Bush administration had wanted to carry out this comprehensive immigration reform, yet that wasn't possible. Where does the blame lie, in your view, for this failure to enact this, shall we say, comprehensive reform that is so badly needed?
We know that there was a very ferocious lobbying campaign, grassroots lobbying campaign, against what was termed an amnesty program, inaccurately termed an amnesty program, because it was offered to people, or it would have been offered to people, who basically, you know, met several criteria, including work in the United States, ability to speak English, there were good moral character requirements, and several other pretty strict requirements over a number of years. And these people wouldn't have been put in the front of the line, but they'd been put in the very back of the line in terms of people that would be eligible to legalize their status in the United States. So it really wasn't a giveaway program, a forgiveness program. It was basically allowing people here to earn the right over several years to remain and to get on a path to legal status. So it was mischaracterized. There was a very rabid grassroots campaign against it. The proposal was vilified. Talk radio shows, Fox News, and in other places in the United States. And that's why it failed. And, you know, unfortunately, we're dealing with the aftermath of that right now. And the problem is not getting any better. The situation of the undocumented is getting worse, but the need for a solution is even greater than it was. So I think what you're going to have is you have both presidential candidates recognizing that, and hopefully they'll turn to it, either McCain or Obama, early on in their administration.
But how much has the issue of immigration featured in this presidential campaign? Because there seems to be an awful lot of emphasis on the character, on the personality, the background of the candidates, and not a lot on, shall we say, the nitty-gritty of the key issues.
Yeah, I think it hasn't come up much in the campaign. Certainly, advocates have tried to introduce it into the campaign, but it's regarded by the political people in both campaigns as a radioactive issue, is an issue that it doesn't serve them, either candidate, particularly well to raise. It is clear that the Republican Party platform is a little bit stricter and emphasizes enforcement. It even talks about the fact that perhaps enforcement of existing laws could reduce and even reverse illegal immigration, which is quite questionable, actually. But it doesn't embrace the strategy of raids and prosecutions, the very strategy that we're faced with now. The Democratic platform, it calls for comprehensive immigration reform in the very first year of the new administration to include increased family-based visas, which is quite important, going to assure that there's not this same problem years from now, and a legalization program for undocumented people who are in the United States. So neither of the platforms embraces exactly the tactics that the Bush administration has resorted to.
When it comes to the role of the Catholic Church in this debate over immigration reform and how to deal with the issue of undocumented migrants, what guidelines is the Church calling for?
The Church has called fairly consistently for comprehensive immigration reform that has three or four parts. One is obviously a earned legalization program for undocumented people in the United States, not for everybody, but for people who work, have good moral character, who learn English, and who meet other requirements. So that's one pillar of the Church's position. The second is that there needs to be reform of the legal immigration laws as they exist, because they don't meet the needs for family reunification, and they don't meet the economic needs of the United States, so that the system of legal immigration has to be reformed and has to be brought in line with family needs and the need for laborers in the United States. And then the third point is that the laws do have to be enforced. The Church isn't in favor of open borders, but they have to be enforced humanely, and they can only be enforced successfully, the Church believes, if these other two pillars are taken care of. So I think that that's pretty consistently been the policy position of the Church. And of course, those positions are based on longstanding principles of Catholic teaching related to human rights and the common good and welcoming the stranger.
That was Donald Kerwin, director of the Catholic Legal Immigration Network.
Family, my family.